Kwanzaa started as a grassroots countercultural statement affirming black power and African heritage. That was more than 30 years ago. In the ensuing years, it has grown in popularity and marketability. And for many, that's the problem. Some are concerned that Kwanzaa has been co-opted by corporate America. In a special holiday rebroadcast, commentator S. Pearl Sharp fondly recalls when she first heard about the new homegrown holiday called Kwanzaa.
When I prepared to celebrate my first Kwanzaa, I didn't get all the information exactly right. They said it was an African harvest festival, and being the research junkie that I am, I went to the source. Wrote to friends in Nigeria and Ghana, "Send me everything you have about your Kwanzaa celebration, especially photos." They wrote back, "What is this Kwanzaa? We know nothing about it." Then I learned that this was a homegrown backyard thing, a call to the community to come together for spiritual renewal. It was also a summons to challenge, without a fuss, the commercialism that Christmas had become and the clamp it had on the wallets of black families. Kwanzaa was created in 1966 by one of the leaders in the black nationalist movement in Los Angeles, Imamu Malana Karinga. Now, I confess, I was a little suspicious of a holiday that one man created all by himself and that came with a set of prearranged traditions. But I was willing to test the water. That was more than 30 years ago. I look forward to this spiritual moment each year, these seven black high holy days, as they are sometimes called. So I was concerned when, a few years ago, the Kwanzaa setting, mat, stalks of corn, unity cup, candles, and candle holder, showed up all neatly packaged in a J.C. Penney catalog made in Taiwan. Was our new tradition being co-opted? And this week someone showed me a Kwanzaa gift card offered by a national bank, along with a major credit card's lottery contest as, quote, the perfect way to remember those you love this Kwanzaa. The fine print includes licensed by Visa. Who gave corporate America a license on our holiday? Now, when it comes to cards, I've got 'em. In the early years, community artists created Kwanzaa cards by hand. They were special, and I collected them. But the card that means the most to me is from a young friend who wasn't practicing Kwanzaa and thought most of the African stuff I was involved in was another planet. During a Kwanzaa in the early 70s, she thrust an envelope into my hand. "I know you celebrate something with a funny name, and I couldn't remember what it was, and I've been in a dozen stores, and nobody knew what I was talking about, and this better be it." What I opened was a beautiful Hanukkah card, which I will keep for the rest of my life. It was her recognition that I had found something that had meaning. Now, Kwanzaa cards are sold to us by Hallmark with the same impersonal marketing as other holidays. Some would say that the expansion of Kwanzaa from the black community into the mainstream is a good thing. But as usual, it comes with a price tag, and we are not the ones pocketing the profits. We've been through this before with our artifacts, our stories, our recording artists. It's like our culture is on the auction block once again. One of the original tenets of Kwanzaa, keeping our money circulating in the community, seems to have disappeared into the convenience of having Kwanzaa handed to us. I'd like to put the ka back in Kwanzaa. Ka is identified in ancient African civilization as the soul, that invisible energy that creates the divine. Kwanzaa has become a time and space for us to express our divine selves through our creative artist, ritual, social communion, and also through commercial exchange. If we sell Kwanzaa to the highest bidders, or let corporations exploit pieces for their own benefit, we are selling our community's soul. We have surrendered our ka. Kwanzaa, even with all of its political contradictions, is too important to let that happen.
S. Pearl Sharp is a writer and documentary filmmaker living in Los Angeles. This is NPR News.